especially for all the mamas in the house. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. The one to steer me right, but mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family making mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied, and leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Pain in the Morning, Monday, June 8th. Start another week. I picked that song by Merle Haggard because a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of lessons in that story. Probably the best lyrics I've ever heard. I turned 21 to prison doing life without parole. I mean, so prophetic. And, you know, it's funny. This song reminds me of growing up in a single family setting. We never cared what the police were going to do to us. We always cared what our moms would do to us if the police knocked on the door. We weren't worried about the police or the courts. We worried about our moms. takes you back. Anyway, we need more of that. We need more of people fearing what their mom is going to do if the police come knocking on the door. Not so much the police or the courts, but man, we'd be in a different place if that was the case. So you see a lot of these things, it all starts at home. A lot of these people out in the street and stuff, they're just wayward kids. They're rich, poor, middle class. They're wayward kids. They lost track somewhere along the lines. Their parents lost track. Their parents quit on them, or their parents weren't there for them, or their parents fucked up in many cases. Some cases, you know, you just can't help somebody, but I'm telling you, we were all terrified of our moms. Forget the police. Forget the courts. Forget the detectives. We all knew the detectives by names growing up, you know. And they used to say to us, I'm going to tell your mom. I'm going to tell your mama what you're up to. And we're like, no, please, officer, don't do that. We'll chill out. We'll clean up. We'll make good on this. We'll make good for restitution. you know, like I said, we could do a little bit with more of that worrying about your mama. So, we are June 8th, Monday, another week, like as I said. Pain in the Morning, shout out to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, doing the video podcast. Before we start, I just want to see if I can get this up on my screen. Can you guys see that? Let's see. This is what I'm talking about here, this guy. Let's see, we got any volume on this? This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Skinny Jeans, I call him, Mayor Butterstick. Can you believe this guy? Look at this guy. We found this on his Twitter page from a long time ago. Do you see this guy? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Totally embarrassing. I mean, wow. No wonder your city is in shambles. We'll get to him later. I'm told there's a story. I saw a headline on him in here somewhere. The noise, I keep banging my head on the microphone. It's been one of those weeks already. Weekends. This is the first weekend people are really allowed out of the house in Pennsylvania. And I saw a lot of people driving around. This was a new one. Driving around with the mask on, but the car windows open. That's a new one. People were afraid of the fucking air. Thanks to Dr. Fauci, he's got everybody terrified. That whole crew of dopes. People were afraid of the air. Driving 65 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour with a mask on. The virus is going to come flying through the windows and kill everybody. Jesus. First story. We're matching up music now with some stories, so we're going to try that out. It seemed to go pretty well on Friday. I have more fun doing that.
So. Let me catch. You ready? Let me bone.
Put a little music with the news. George Soros in the news. Yes, George Soros sent money to fund the riots, and so did taxpayers. Ever since the protests turned to riots over the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, rumors have flown that George Soros and his Open Society Foundation had to be involved. After all, the Open Society Foundation funded Black Lives Matter. Gotta put in a little Wu-Tang Clan. That's how I roll. Daniel, I told you my interests are diverse from how I grew up, where I grew up, what I was up to. Daniel Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a group called Freedom Inc. has received grants from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The Madison-based nonprofit has advocated for the release of all African Americans from jail and defunding of police departments. As for the current protest, the group's leaders say all actions against racist state violence are justified. Stop murdering black people and your glass will be safe. Monica Adams, co-executive director for Freedom Incorporated, said while leading the third day of police protests in the state's capital on Monday. Thank all the youth freedom fighters who were in the streets fighting Sunday night and Saturday night, said Machiner Dom with the blob, whatever his fucking name is, community power building coordinator. I want that on my business card, community power building coordinator for Freedom Inc. Every action is a contribution to liberation. Records show that the state has awarded contracts and grants worth $3.6 million to Freedom Inc., which advocates for minority and LGBTQ communities over the past 5 years. That includes $876,000 and some change, $600,000 some change, in federal grants awarded by the State Department of Justice since January 2019, and Attorney General Josh Kuhl, that's when he took office, the State Department of Children and Families has paid $732,000 to Freedom Inc. under Governor Tony Evers over the last 18 months. Here's the deal. A dive into Freedom Inc.'s finances also reveals a direct link to the Open Source Foundation of Soros. One organization that has provided grants to Freedom Inc. is Borealis Philanthropy. Borealis Philanthropy announced in January the creation of the Black-Led Movement Fund, BLMF. We know what the MF stands for. Believe me, just look at the cities. They'll tell you what the MF stands for. Wow. George Soros' Open Society Foundation features prominently among the organizers and major donors of this program, the BLMF. They did it on purpose, you know, with the acronym. Also listed is the Tides Foundation, which created the national organization and funding mechanism around the Indivisible Movement, which built itself as the Tea Party of the Left. They want to organize the resistance to Donald Trump using Tea Party tactics. There you have it. So they're in on it. Soros has got his mitts in it. Of course. Is there any surprise? No. Okay. Let's just see what's going on here. Next headline. I did the plugs, right? Yeah, we did the plugs. Dog's in here again with me tonight, Sully. So if you hear some rustling around or some jiggling or anything going on, it's not me. It's my dog. And thanks for all the prayers and the messages of support for the dog. It's one of those weeks. It's going to be one of those weeks. Her final week. So, let's see. University of Pittsburgh doctors say coronavirus appears to be declining in potency. Check the music, it says. Let's see. We did that. Check the music. Oh, good one. Oh, I like this. Scandal. This should be our new national anthem. National house band Scandal out of D.C. Oh, I get it. Goodbye to you. I get it. Goodbye to you. I get it. Doctors at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center say the coronavirus appears to be becoming less potent. Dr. Donald Yealy, chair of emergency medicine at UPMC, explained at a press conference on Thursday that people seem to be contracting the virus less easily and cases appear to be less severe than when the pandemic first took hold in the U.S. earlier this year. The virus has been changing, Healy said. Some patterns suggest the potency is diminished. He noted that UPMC has successfully treated more than 500 coronavirus patients since March, and in recent weeks, fewer patients are requiring ventilators to help them breathe. And mostly because the ventilators were killing people, so pretty good indication you might not need as many people on them. UPMC is where that researcher who was making breakthroughs in coronavirus was found killed in his apartment by a co-worker who then killed himself. We haven't heard much about that murder-suicide since it happened. Probably keeping that sucker under wraps. This song probably applies to that case, too. Goodbye to you. A murder-suicide case. I don't want anything coming out on that. Sure, it was just pure coincidence, I'm sure. The doctor's findings that the virus could be declining in potency came days after researchers in Italy announced that patients were there showing much smaller amounts of the virus in their system compared to samples taken during the peak of the crisis in March and April. Well, that's good news, right? That is good news. What are we moving on to next? We got all kind of stuff going on here. I'm on the wheels of steel here. Bear with me. One-man operation. Everybody else in this business has, like, engineers and producers. I'm rolling. I'm rolling, baby. Flying solo. Let's see. Judge in the Epstein case has ties to those with stake and outcome. This is like, they're like a bunch of hillbillies in this case. You know what I mean? It's like inbred hillbillies. Everyone's related to everybody else. This guy was doing this girl. This girl's doing this guy, like Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell supposedly hooking up with Bill Clinton. Do you know that? Yeah. And, you know, Epstein's got, it's like everyone's involved. Dershowitz, everybody's involved in this. Like a bunch of fucking crazed hillbillies from back in the day. Crossbred hillbillies. It's one thing after another. I even know why. They know that the Epstein stuff really steams me, so I don't know why they keep keep putting it on here. I guess it is timely, and it, if that's these conflicts of interest are big. I'm looking for some hillbilly music here. Give me some Earl Scruggs. Flat and Scruggs, what we got? Let's see. Gonna read about Jeffrey Epstein and his hillbillies. He damn perverted hillbillies. We're gonna get them. The Palm Beach judge, who thus far refused to release grand jury records in the Jeffrey Epstein case, has both professional and family ties to three of the politicians who have a stake in keeping those records secret. Krista Marks, the Palm Beach chief judge, who also heads the panel that polices judicial conduct, has potential conflicts of interest involving three prominent players embroiled in the Epstein sex trafficking saga. State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg, who has been sued by the Palm Beach Post to release the grand jury records, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, whose department's favored treatment of Epstein while he was in Palm Beach County Jail was part of,
get down there, get Epstein, boy. Get him out of jail. He's one of my friends, one of the sheriff's friends. He's one of the sheriff's friends, boy. Get him out of jail.
These guys are all crazy, by the way. Epstein was under criminal investigation, locked up in jail, and this guy's like, yeah, get him out of jail. When there was an ongoing state criminal investigation into the guy for sex trafficking. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you had like a couple cocktails on the way home and you may or may not have had DUI, you're locked up. You're in there with Epstein. Also, one of the people with the massive conflicts of interest is ex-state attorney Barry Krischer, part of the same investigation team in connection with the decision not to prosecute Epstein on child sex charges. I'm telling you, these guys are like hillbillies. Like the bad hillbillies. There's good hillbillies. These guys are like, this is... The prosecution down here in Florida is like, it's the legal equivalent to Deliverance. The only thing missing is Burt Reynolds in his wetsuit vest and Ned Beatty in his underwear. This is like, prosecutors wanted to examine whether Krischer's office told the panel to the full scope of Epstein's crimes, or whether state prosecutors kept key evidence from the grand jury. The grand jury returned a minor charge of solicitation of prostitution against Epstein, who later managed to negotiate a lenient plea deal, resulting in him serving 13 months in the Palm Beach County Jail, much of it at a lavish office in West Palm Beach, thanks to generous work release provisions. The guy's on work release. He's still pimping out chicks. Last year, following a series of stories in the Miami Herald detailing the problems behind Epstein's plea deal, DeSantis ordered a state criminal probe focusing on Krischer's decision not to prosecute and Bradshaw's role.
Sheriff Bradshaw, you're in big trouble now, Sheriff. Told you not to mess with Epstein's case.
Sheriff Bradshaw's role in helping Epstein maintain his opulent lifestyle, including having sex with women, while he was in the sheriff's custody on sex charges.
Sheriff, Epstein wants some more bitches.
Make it happen, boy. You want to keep your job, you'll make it happen. But Marks, in January, rejected the criminal prosecutor's efforts to unseal the grand jury records, calling it a fishing expedition. Now, if they're doing it in Deliverance, weren't they going fishing down? Entry. Then on Wednesday, she rebuffed a similar request by attorneys representing the Post, who sued Ehrenberg and the county clerk, Sharon Bach, for release of the records. What a mess, these hillbillies down in Florida. Marx, however, did not disclose from the bench that Kushner was her former boss, and her daughter works for Ehrenberg as the assistant state attorney, and that her son works for Bradshaw as a sheriff's deputy. Boy, you are lost now, ain't you? Everybody works for everybody down here, boy. Woo-wee. I know you're going to say. The next ones are really good. Came to my mind, but now I end up getting, like, in big trouble. So just keep it mellow. What is going on down there? That place is out of control. Way out of control, by the way. Let's see. Headline, Whitmer. Oh, crazy eye Whitmer. This chick defies her own social distancing rule at Detroit protest. See music. Music. Music, 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 music. Whitmer. If you see this woman... Let's see what she's up to now. Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer defied her own controversial social distancing rules while attending a Detroit civil rights protest Thursday. It says in the notes, we tried to get Crazy Train for the music, but Ozzy's not licensed through our guys. Okay, that would have been funny playing Crazy Train with this bird brain. Move came just days after the governor expressed a high-level concern that such mass gatherings could spread coronavirus. Remember, Democrats, do as I say, not as I do. Quick water break. Crazy Eyes Whitmer, who, maybe we could have used Hearts, crazy on you. We'll have to find a suitable theme song for this crazy maniac Whitmer. Who people are saying she could be vice president for Biden. That would make sense. Why not? Whitmer, who implemented some of the strictest shutdown policies in the country in response to the pandemic, did not adhere to social distancing rules as she joined hundreds in a march from Highland Park to Detroit's Wayne State University. Yet these people that are joining these politicians that are joining the rallies and marching around, what happened to the social distancing? I guess that's out the window if you burn down buildings and stuff. Is that what happens? The fucking flames and the blowback and the backdraft from the buildings that are in an inferno help kill the virus? We'll have to do that. We'll have to see if anybody does a study on that. Will a towering inferno kill the virus for the entire city? The Democrats' latest order, phase 4 of the state's coronavirus response, allows for outdoor events so long as people maintain 6 feet of distance from one another and the assemblage consists of no more than 100 people. 100 people. Have you seen these people in the streets? There's thousands. Isn't that a song? 1,000 people in the street? Yeah. Whitmer, a potential Democratic vice presidential candidate, previously condemned those protesting her controversial stay-at-home order, saying they are not staying 6 feet apart and then they go back home into communities and the risk of perpetuating the spread of COVID-19 is real. But it's okay if you it's okay if you march with them, though, right? I guess she took a weekend from the boat, getting her husband's boat in the water. Illegally. At a Monday press conference, Whitmer expressed a high level of concern that large protests could expedite the spread of this virus. You can't even help these people. She's going to be vice president? Okay. I better accelerate my brush up on learning Spanish. I'm going to be on a beach in Mexico somewhere. Reading the news and laughing is basically what I'm going to be doing. This one. Oh, here we go. Now we're in bad shape. Again with this one. More music says. I think. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. He needs help. Mayor Skinny Jeans needs help. Minneapolis mayor asked Trump for aid after the riots caused at least $55 million in damage to his city. I'm feeling down. This guy wants $55 million is a clown. The Minneapolis mayor is asking for federal help. See, we have to clean this shit up. You're holding the bag again. Who do you think's going to clean it up? These hobos aren't going to pay for it. That's why they didn't care if it fucking burnt. Whatever, don't worry about it. Taxpayers will clean it up. All the people out there will clean it up. We'll clean up our mess. Isn't that the theme for these people? They always want somebody else to clean up their mess and never responsible for it. These fucking hobos. Minneapolis Mayor Skinny Jeans is asking for federal help cleaning up and rebuilding the city after rioters caused at least $55 million worth of damage through looting, burning, and defacing public and private property. On Tuesday, city officials released an initial estimate of $55 million in damage done to at least 220 buildings. The mayor said that the number was likely a lowball estimate.
We need at least $55 million, but if you can give us like 120 or 160, maybe half a billion, that should cover it. Yeah, just get back to me, will you? Hit me up on Instagram where I'm dancing. Or on Twitter where I'm dancing. Hit me up there if I'm not doing the fucking Macarena.
He said the total cost of the riots across Minneapolis in the state capital of St. Paul is likely to be tens, if not hundreds of millions. Well, that's just great. You imagine? You're picking up the tab again, people. I'm reading this. This is literally insane. On Tuesday, city officials released an initial estimate. Yeah.
We will do everything we can as we shift to recovery mode, Fry said. We're recovering from crisis sandwiched on top of one another, from COVID-19 to the police killing and then the looting which took place afterwards. Wow.
He's able to count to three. We didn't know that before this. This is dope. Where are we at? 29 minutes in and I'm ready to jump off a bridge with these people. Molotov. You're bailing them out again. This is like when the parents go away on vacation and they come back and there was a blowout and they had everybody in the neighborhood in. And, you know, they tore a couple walls out. Everything got blown out. There's furniture broken and missing. There's a mattress in the swimming pool. Somebody used the Christmas tree as a pogo stick. You know, like 2 a.m. Somebody tried to hang one of their buddies on the Christmas tree. The parents come home and they have to foot the bill. Oh, man. This is what it is. Like the grown-ups have to pay for the children making the mess. Except I'm getting a little fucking sick of paying for these things through taxes and other things. And also the personal investment of emotion, time, and everything, getting pissed off. It's like it's tiring. It's absolutely tiring. Molotov cocktail rioter bailed out by ex-Obama Intel staffer. Well, that's good. I thought those, you know, at least they're helping out. Play music. What? Ha! The Gap Band. Oh, man. Being a smartass. We're branching into video and music, being a smartass. It's fun. Perhaps you'll recall the news story of two well-to-do lawyers caught supplying leftist rioters with Molotov cocktails in New York. They were later seen tossing the bombs inside a police car, according to authorities. For this material support of terrorism, which to now has been a serious crime in America after 9/11, the female attorney, Yuruj Rahman, was allowed to post bail and be put on house confinement pending her trial. It's a good thing she has friends in high places. Rahman's buddy showed up in court on Thursday and offered a bond for her $250,000 bail. Attorney Samal Rizvi told a judge the alleged firebomber, Rahman, is her best friend. Rizvi, now an attorney at the Washington, D.C.-based firm Ropes and Gray, helped secure the release of fellow lawyer Rujaz Rahman. Rizvi, who bailed her out, so it was who bailed her best friend out, right? Is a former Obama White House intelligence analyst who reportedly worked for the NSA, the State Department, and the Pentagon. What a surprise. I think we just dropped the bomb on you. I guess the story's a bomb. The hits just keep on coming, don't they? Her college was paid for by Paul Soros, George Soros' brother, and by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE. Remember those guys? Through the Islamic Scholarship Fund. In her bio with the Islamic Scholarship Fund, Rizvi claims she had input on the Obama Daily Briefing. The woman who bailed her out was able to sit in on Obama's daily intelligence briefings. It's no joke. It's no small joke. Okay? Something like that. In a series of tweets, J. Michael Waller, a journalist specializing in intelligence for the Center for Security Policy, laid out some of the hair-raising facts he discovered about the former Obama administration intelligence official. And he concluded, so now we have an Obama intelligence official who worked at the State Department and Pentagon and contributed to the president's daily brief, who's tied to CARE and Soros and provides material support to an extremist who firebombed the New York City police car. I'm sure it's just happenstance. I got to oil this chair. Okay, it's starting to sound like one of my knees that I've had operated on after my sports career. She currently works for a law firm chasing down money laundering operations and complicated litigation. Well, that's nice. With friends like Rahman and her alleged co-conspirator Collingford Mattis, it's a wonder Rizvi got security clearances. Yeah, I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she didn't get any security clearance. That's the whole point. Man. It doesn't matter. I mean, George Soros could be in the streets throwing a Molotov cocktail and people would be like, yeah, that wasn't him. No, that's not him. That didn't look like him. No. Here's one for you. Ex-Baltimore mayor, once convicted of embezzlement, now is a favorite to fill a seat of the mayor convicted of fraud. This chair is starting to bug me, to be honest with you. It's hard to see around this fucking microphone. The Baltimore mayoral seat. It says yeah, music for this, but I can't find it. Ex-Baltimore mayor. Catherine Pugh. That was her name. The Baltimore mayor. And the seat that was vacated last year when Catherine Pugh resigned over a corruption scandal, which led to a 3-year prison sentence, now appears likely to be filled by a former mayor who has a past conviction of her own. With Democratic primary returns still coming in after Tuesday's vote, the front runner appears to be Sheila Dixon, who resigned as a mayor in 2010 after a jury found her guilty of misdemeanor embezzlement for misappropriating gift cards to the poor. In other words, she was given she was given gift cards to her friends that were meant for the poor. It's basically her friends and family and colleague. It's pretty good. It's pretty good deal. Dixon leads a pack of more than 20 Democratic candidates that includes current acting mayor Bernard Jack Young, who took office when Pugh stepped down in May 2019 amid allegations. It's not allegations. She's going to jail. So let's rewrite this. Who wrote this? This is Fox News. Fucking the Stooges at Fox News. Let's rewrite this on the fly. Who took office when Pugh went to jail. Amid charges related to sales of her self-published children's book. Pugh ultimately pleaded guilty in November to fraud, conspiracy, and tax-related charges, and in February was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Fox News, if she pled out, that doesn't mean, let me help you guys out, that doesn't mean there's allegations, okay? She pled out. Those are charges. It's conviction. She's in prison. So there's fucking idiots. Fuck. Jesus. That's good. I think of like Marion Barry. Does everybody remember him? The bitch set me up. I guess I should have looked up some bitch set me up music. The mayor of D.C. got caught smoking crack on like an FBI sting. And went to prison for a bunch of stuff. I think for fraud, maybe embezzlement. And he got out of prison. He was in prison in Loretto, PA, Federal Correctional Institute. He got out of prison where Manafort was. He got out of prison and he got reelected. God bless him. God rest his soul, Marion Barry. headline, Europe reopens, schools suffers no second COVID wave. Well, there's some good news from Europe in the last several weeks. The Wall Street Journal has compiled a list of officials from countries who have overwhelmingly reported that after a month or so of having educational systems open, they are limited to no outbreaks of the virus. You know what that means? That means we got the, you know what? From our friends in the White House. Coronavirus Task Force and the Dr. Fauci and the World Health Organization. We got the fucking runaround. That's what we got. A raft of crap. Schools in Denmark, Austria, Norway, Finland, and Germany have been operating for 1 to 2 months with no issues whatsoever about the virus. Oh, there's going to be a second wave, Fauci said. Fauci said, look out for the second wave, everybody. Prepare yourself. He just said today. King Fauci spoke today. He said, protesters will be stricken with a second wave of coronavirus. This fucking guy. Denmark was one of the first Western countries to reopen schools in mid-April and has a tracing system if an outbreak is detected. This is Fauci's fucking... This is Fauci's theme song. Run Around. This is the CDC, National Institute of Health, theme song. Our interpretation is that it may be that the children aren't that important for the spread of infection, said Tyra Grove Krause, a senior official with the State Serum Institute. I'm not even going to say it. Schools have imposed social distancing, air circulation, and new hygiene measures to reduce transmission risk. They should put some hygiene measures in school. New hygiene measures in school, in high schools around here. I remember my kids were in high school. They smelled like a hockey bag after practice. Professor Herman Gossens, a medical microbiologist and coordinator of the European Union, said the main reason for no outbreaks at schools is because children have fewer ACE2 receptors the virus uses to enter the body. Goosen said data from around the world showed children accounted for less than 1% of the total infections. But don't worry. Don't worry, everybody. They're going to close the fucking schools in the U.S. Talk about a runaround. This is a good song. You know what? Parents are like, hey, what's going on for schools next year? Oh, we can't tell you yet. We're working on it. Bullshit. Everybody knows you're going to pull the plug on school. Remember we talked about the CDC's ridiculous recommendations for schools, desks 6 feet apart, kids wearing masks. It's ridiculous. I know in Pennsylvania they're talking about like maybe a couple days a week kids go to school, they do the rest at home. Well, where's my fucking tax money back? If you don't need the buildings anymore to heat the buildings, run electricity, no, where's my money? Haven't figured that out yet, right? That's like asking the colleges for tuition reimbursement from them pulling the plug a quarter through the semester, spring semester. Like, what? Refund? People are crazy. Total grift, by the way. A couple other stories I wanted to tackle real quick. Monday, kicking off Monday. I really don't. We might have some big stuff this week. I don't know what's going on. I know we're going to have a hell of a podcast for you on Wednesday. I got a couple guys coming in, some real fucking troublemakers. So that's going to be interesting. This is the one I was talking about with Fauci, okay? This will drive you up a wall. Right up a wall. Play this. This is where I feel like I'm at when I read anything with Fauci and these guys from the government, right? Police around the U.S. took a less aggressive stance and even sometimes joined protesters back in the USSR, yeah. Demanding a reckoning with institutional racism as leaders in the city at the center of the latest call for police reforms pushed Sunday to dismantle its department. Blah, 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 blah. De Blasio said police had arrested 4 people on Saturday, blah, 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 blah. They're calling for to completely get rid of the police department in Minneapolis. They're going to put in some new kind of law and order system. Trust me, they're from the government, right? We're from the government. Trust us. On Sunday, Floyd's body arrived in Texas for a third and final memorial service. said Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo of viewing his plan for Monday in Houston. Service and burial Tuesday in suburban Pearland. This guy's getting around. He's on a tour. He's on a death tour. Jesus. They want to keep it going. They want to keep it going, right? Anybody else be like, okay, you pass away and then you're laid to rest. Doesn't take a week to lay somebody to rest unless you're perpetuating. You want this thing to keep on going. That's how I see it. U.S. officials are afraid that the number of riots and protests will spark a second wave of coronavirus. Do we really believe this? Crowd estimated 10,000 men in face masks filled a square in Brussels. They're still wearing the stuff in Brussels, even though European is still wearing the face mask in Brussels, even though European isn't really a big problem over there. We just heard, and we've looked at the numbers over there. They've definitely died off, but people are still wearing the face mask. It's going to be a big deal now. You're going to be wearing this goddamn face mask until the cows come home, like a bunch of dummies. You might as well have a dunce. Anybody wearing a face mask, you know, absent some major outbreak in the future, which I don't think there's going to be, because if there's going to be an outbreak, we would see with all these people in the street, and in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a lot of people dropping dead. Absent that, we know this was a fucking massive scam. I already know it was a scam. But maybe for the cement heads out there that don't quite get it, maybe this will be more proof. Follow me on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. You know I have a hook, and I've said on the More Pain Show before that runs on those platforms on Tuesday night, the More Pain Show with Crowdsource the Truth, that we have fraternity brother in the Biden campaign. We talk from time to time. He's telling me things look pretty good in the polls. The poll numbers, the internals, they have the internals. He won't give me the numbers, but he said the internals for Biden look really strong. So, and then I saw a story move tonight in Axios, friends over at Axios. It says, inside the room, Trump's top aides plot a new theme. It talks about the poll number, so I just want to go through that. President Trump's top political advisors in a private meeting last week said their boss needs to add more hopeful, optimistic, and a unifying message that balances harsh law and order rhetoric. They're deeply concerned about brutal internal polling for the president in the aftermath of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the George Floyd killing. This dovetails with what I was told privately. Obviously, if things are good on the other side, the Biden side, things are bad on the Trump side. I'm not saying this is gospel, but it is interesting. During a meeting of the top political advisors at campaign headquarters on Thursday afternoon, President's 2016 campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, raised a question that many close to the campaign have been asking themselves recently. What's our message? Advisors settled on a theme of the great American comeback, underpinned by words like renewing, recovering, restoring, and rebuilding. You're all right, dog. You all right? She's not doing so well. It's like having a baby when your dog gets sick. It's like back when your kid gets sick. I'm not saying dogs are like kids or kids are like dogs. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like it. I understand the difference. I'm not a dope, but a member of your family is a member of your family. Friday's surprising good job report gave them a chance to road test the theme with a new ad. The great American comeback has begun. Renewing, restoring, rebuilding together will make America great again. What I don't understand about the great job report, I understand it's a positive sign, but if you lost 40 million jobs, and you gain two back, 2.5 back. I always equate it just to simplify it. If someone came up and stole $40 from your wallet and handed you $2 back, would you be encouraged and excited? I understand it's a positive step. However, the hole that has been dug by idiots like Fauci and the coronavirus task force and the people that put stock into these people, and like Neil Ferguson and dopes like that, the hole that's been dug is massive. Massive. A source behind... All right. Right now, Trump is at a low point in his presidency and re-election campaign, according to the numbers. A source behind the numbers and briefed on his internal polls calls them brutal, showing a significant drop off in independent support. He has a woman problem, in the words of another advisor, and Trump's more incendiary rhetoric and actions. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, and his calls for military to enter cities troubles many of his top aides and independent and conservative voters. I said that was troubling rhetoric, wanting the military to step in. I mean, it's... Where are the constitutional scholars and geniuses like, what's his name on Fox? The guy who always yells. Levin. Why hasn't he weighed in on the military in the streets? That's a big constitutional issue. It's probably too controversial for him. He'll lose a part of his base if he goes against Trump. These guys are mostly wimps who care about their quote-unquote brand. They won't tell you the truth because their brand will suffer. People run away. I can't say that because it'll hurt my brand. I'm trying to make money out here. I need as many people, you know, I can't hurt my brand. Okay. Fuck you and your brand. Fucking sellouts. Carpetbaggers. This goes on and on and on. It's a decent read in Axios. But it goes back to what I was saying. The information I got, kind of... Relax, you're all right. Come here. Relax. Take it easy. There's all kind of stuff going on in the media. There's revolts in newsrooms. There's editorial page boss resigns in the New York Times over backlash. And Philadelphia Inquirer editor walked out of the building. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of communists. I work with these people. I know what they are, believe me. Remember, here's another story. Remember, Barr said he's gonna clamp down on Antifa. And Trump said Antifa is going to be labeled a terrorist organization. And then Barr recently, this weekend, said he thinks there's proof that Antifa might be involved in these riots. Oh, really? Really? What's this guy? He's no Einstein. Now, records show scant evidence, okay, about Antifa involved in these things. This is moved by AP. President Donald Trump has characterized those clashing with law enforcement after George Floyd's death under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer as organized radical left thugs engaging in domestic terrorism, an assertion repeated by Attorney General William Barr. Some Democrats, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, is a fucking genius, and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey initially tried to blame out-of-state far-right infiltrators for the unrest before walking back those statements. Yeah, because they were lies. We're the first one. True Pundit was the first ones in the country to prove that they were lying. Looked at arrest records. People were from Minnesota. They weren't foreign acts. They called them foreign actors. There was no evidence that was true. Now they're saying that there's very little evidence that Antifa is involved. Yeah. The Associated Press, the deep state rag. The Associated Press analyzed court records, employment histories, and social media posts and other sources of information for 217 people arrested last weekend in Minneapolis and the District of Columbia, two cities at the epicenter of the protests across the United States. Rather than outside agitators, more than 85% of those arrested by police were local residents. We said that. What about, see, this is how they do all this bullshit. I understand the game right away when I fucking read it, right? AP is dancing and they're mincing subjects and words, okay? Antifa, okay? There wasn't enough time for a lot of these hobos to get to Minneapolis. But what about all the other cities? Right? Minneapolis started a day after and then it heated up like 2 days after. People didn't know how it was going to be. So in that sense, it was like organic after Floyd was killed, right? Antifa's not going to go out to that, but are you saying they haven't been in other cities? No, it doesn't say anything about that. It doesn't. It's all about Minneapolis, so it's bullshit. Okay, it goes on and on and on, and it says, oh, yeah, they weren't there, blah, 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 blah. You know? They quote a former FBI agent, oh, there's no proof. You dopes weren't there. Not only that, okay? Not only that, here's the thing. Are we supposed to watch this unfold in all these cities and understand that Antifa wasn't there? Who are these fucking weirdos in skinny jeans? Who are all the guys wearing black who look like meth heads? It has to be Antifa. You can't order that many methed out actors from Central Casting. Methed out looking actors from Central Casting. Plus, what is AP saying that these people would put Antifa on their job history?
We looked at their LinkedIn and there was no mention of Antifa, no mention of joining a radical terrorist group. That's weird. Usually that would be on there, you know, right after education.
My God, journalism is in fucking beyond bad trouble. Wow. World's on fire, man. World's on fire. One of the other late breaking stories. Let me get it up here. I saw it right before I went on the air, and I wanted to check on it before we get off. Oh, Bolton has a book coming out in weeks. I told the guys that. This isn't the story, but I told guys that months ago, when on the Moore Payne show, they asked me, what do you think that Trump should get rid of Bolton? I said, no, this was before he got rid of him. I said, that guy is a nightmare. He's a Bush guy. If Trump fires him, it's going to be nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. And what has it been? Nothing but trouble. Now he's got a book coming out. That's going to be interesting. That'll fuel the media for two more weeks. Whip everybody up into a crowd on the left. I don't know why he hires these guys. The Bush family has the knives out for him. You'll see in November when it all comes out what the Bushes did with guys like Bill Barr. You'll see. There's no sense of getting into it now. I don't want to affect the outcome of the election and be one of those guys, but well, as November gets closer to it, we'll tackle subjects like that. And you'll be able to see. And maybe you'll reflect back on what I'm saying now in June about November, about the Bush influence in the 2020 election. It's going to be big. And this plays right into it. Bolton's book, new book coming out, plays right into it. That's enough for now. Nah, you know what? I want to go to that one story again. I forgot about that one story. I'm sorry. All over the place. Let's see how this plays out. The U.S. has officially demanded Britain hand over Prince Andrew to be quizzed over his links to billionaire pedophile pal Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know if this is true or not. Let's just see how it plays out. And in a bombshell move, the Department of Justice has formally told the UK the Duke of York is now caught up in a criminal probe for the first time. This could be another misdirection play. This is from The Sun. Another Murdoch fucking stepchild. Andrew, 60, has so far refused to be quizzed by New York prosecutors investigating Epstein's evil historic sex trafficking network, but strongly denies any doing. It's not New York prosecutors who are looking at him. It's federal prosecutors, so... Whatever bird brain wrote this for The Sun. To learn how the legal system works. Until, see, that's what I mean. You don't know how to, like, read into these things because these people, they have, like, they're grasping with the basic knowledge of how the court system works. Usually if you don't know how the court system works, it's a pretty good indication you may not have any federal sources. If you just learned how to drive, chances are you don't own a Ferrari. Until now, it's been thought he was only likely to be the target of action by Epstein's victims in the U.S. civil courts. Again, let's keep an eye on this. It's out there. I would have heard something about this before the fucking Sun heard it. So, the Sun's record is less than stellar, so to speak. Back in the day, in the UK Sun, this is the US Sun that Murdoch just launched. My group used to do intel for the UK Sun, so I know all about fucking Murdoch and the Sun. I know all about it, believe me. A lot of those guys should be in jail, including Murdoch, for the stuff they used to do. We used to do it for them, too. Man, these guys were crazy, so they've had to tone it back. Considerably. This also might be one of those stories that goes nowhere because there's no fucking way that guy's coming over here to be quizzed by the FBI. And again, with the protection racket, I don't know what the move would be there. It's hard to say what the move would be. I actually think this guy's going to get indicted. It's like laughable. How come just Ghislaine Maxwell hasn't been indicted? Does anybody know the answer to that? She's just scot-free, running wild. Epstein's lady pimp? Come on. The FBI's going to do something. We're going to get into that later. After this thing settles down. If this thing settles down, that's a big indication. If these riots settle down, I don't know. I think they're going to go on for a while. Somebody asked me my opinion of that over the weekend, and I said, well, considering Trump's approval points in many polls has tumbled about 6% across the board in the last month, and 4 of those points in the last 2 weeks from these George Floyd-related riots, they will keep them going. They will keep them going and see if they can push his approval numbers down further to help boost Biden. And I think that's some of those internal polls that Biden has that we were told about privately. I think that's what that indicates. So don't expect this to go away anytime soon. If they're getting traction, the Democrats and the liberals are getting traction with this stuff, they're going to keep it going. Something to keep an eye on. We will see you Pain in the Morning on Tuesday. Thanks everybody out there watching on the video podcast on patreon.com/truepundit and the support on there. Support on there is really big, important to us. It's what's keeping us going. Not only that, it's ad-free, because I guess we have ads running out. I guess some ads are running on here. It's ad-free, and we're going to be putting it out before the podcast. So if you want to see it first and hear it first, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit are the places to see it ad-free and to get it first before it drops on Apple and all these other formats. It's really the place to see it for. I think that's how we're going to be running it from now on. I have to check and see what we're doing, but But we appreciate the support on there. It makes a big world of difference and allows us to keep doing what we're doing. And see you tomorrow. God bless you. Take care.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime, sip, bang. Need something to keep you cool. I now summertime, sip, babe. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, my. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Now put my banana Dixie cups, old flavors and push up to 100 ice cream. Stop me when I'm bouncing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm bouncing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm bouncing by. This year all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. What time? Satisfied.